Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. Hope you had a beautiful, sunshiny day today. I know we sure did here, and it sounds like it was in Michigan, too. And it's still beautiful and sunshiny here. Getting us ready to go live on YouTube right now. So that's what we're waiting on. Welcome, YouTube. We have Blog Talk Radio and YouTube with us now, along with Zoom. And in a minute, I'll have things pasted over to Facebook. So welcome to you all. It's so good to have you with us. Now, last night we started a series of teachings by Lester Sumrall on angels. And last night there was 5 parts to the introduction. And that's what we saw last night. And now tonight, the first 3 parts are the realization of angels. And then there's 3 more parts. I don't know if we'll get all 3 of those done tonight. But there are 3 more parts that are called angelology. And so we'll see probably the first couple. Last night we were able to do 5 sessions, so we'll try to get 5 done tonight too. And then we found another one at the end of this series. Well, actually 2 that we found at the end of this series that we'll play that are, sorry, they took down my page that I had set up originally. Anyways, on haunted houses, the truth about haunted houses, and oh, what was the rest of the title? A really, really good message. 2 really good messages. So we'll probably study those at the end of these teachings too, so that we all feel informed and equipped and educated and everything else we need to deal with these. So thank you for joining us for these. I was saying last night that Dr. Sumrall was for many years known, and probably still is known, as one of the foremost teachers on, oh my goodness sakes, on angels and demons, which we know that the demons are the fallen angels. I apologize. This is taking so long this time. For some reason, they canceled everything out before I got back here, and now they're not wanting to put it back in. The way it's supposed to be. But it's okay. We win. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Is that what it is? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, Okay, I think we've got it. Thanks for the encouragement, Dan. Sometimes you just gotta wonder. All right, here we go. I think we are all set on that end. Looks like Sister Phyllis is here. Coming in the door. All right. I think we're all set here. And I don't think we're going to stop in between sessions tonight. Just if anybody has any questions or anything you want to talk about, go ahead and type it in, and then I'll stop it in between. But otherwise, we'll probably just keep going. All right? Everybody, enjoy the teaching. Hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
This is your pastor speaking.
Hello.
I'm here to set the record straight. Straighten out everything that Dr. Summerall's been teaching.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I just wanted to check in and say, aren't you glad that we have such amazing ability to be connected with so many of the great men and women of old who have been afforded the ability by time and focus and determination to study his word, but not just study it, to actually apply it.
Yeah, amen.
And go and do it and live it out right in front of us. I think the number one message we have heard in this gathering of believers since the beginning of the year, because this year is 2023. It is time to reap for me.
Yeah.
No more just sitting and looking. It is time to reap. It's time to actually look at our lives and say, have I reaped anything for you, Father? I'm judging myself as a steward of the manifold grace that you've given us, the mercy, the love, and the abundance of amazing revelation that he's given us here at the Community Base. Am I actually producing fruit that remains? And only the Father can say to you and me, yes or no. I could look at you and say, I don't think they're getting it, and I don't think they're doing anything. You could look at me and say, well, Pastor Sam don't get it, and he most definitely isn't doing anything. Nobody can judge anyone else.
Is a nut a fruit? If a nut is a fruit, I'm here, and I'm growing. Praise God.
I'm a fruitcake and a nut.
Yeah. Yes. And for everybody that don't understand, we have a fruitcake and a nut with us tonight, and of their own admission. But here's the reality, and I think it's a good statement. We have got to go before God ourselves and say, Father, am I actually producing fruit that remains? Or am I being religious? Because we are going to stand before Jesus someday. And it doesn't matter how pretty your dress, how fine your suit, how well done your hair, makeup, car, fingernails, or anything else is. None of that matters. When we stand before Jesus, we are going to have to give an account. And as a steward of the abundance of grace, the free gift of righteousness, and how we took that and then went into our world and changed it. And I honestly, in the last 5 minutes of Dr. Summerall's message right there, he just said, although I have never seen an angel. Now, I'm going to tell you something. From all of the stories I've heard as I've studied Dr. Summerall's messages, you could not convince me that this man hadn't seen multitudes of angels in his ministry. And yet he said, I've never seen one with my own eyes. And the man literally conquered the whole world, walked half of it on his feet. And it just, the revelation has just hit me again. It doesn't matter what anybody says about you or about me. I'm going to say it even better. As your pastor, it matters what I say about you, because there will be a day I will have to give an account of how I steward, how I led you. And as a member of this body of believers, this ecclesia, you'll have to give an account of what you did here. I'll have to give an account. If I loved you and respected you, you'll have to give an account of that. But when it's all said and done, the greatest account we're ever going to give is, what did I do when the Zoom camera's off? When the program's not there, when I'm in my daily life, am I taking this word that is coming to us so abundantly, and am I turning that revelation into fruit that remains? Because on the other side, the judgment will be. We say it every night. 1 John 4:17-18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, how do you have boldness? You have boldness because you've taken the word and you've begun to put it into place in your life. Whether or not any of us hear you praying and interceding for someone or loving them or doing your best to disciple someone. Whether or not any of us hear it has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, amen.
Because we do none of this to be seen. We're on Zoom with our cameras and have the ability to talk. If that to you is so you can be seen or heard, you got to change your heart. Thank God for community. We all have to have community. But there's a day coming, and I am so focused on this because at this point in our life, we can still change it. Right now, we can change whether or not you've ever done anything important for God. You may have done many things important for God many years ago, and in the last 5 years, not seemingly got anything done for God. But that's why we got to have that daily relationship with the Father, where we go personally and say, how am I doing? I remember one time I had a whole bunch of people judging me, and I couldn't figure out what their deal was. And I would go every day and say, Father, it seems to me I'm getting a lot done for you. And he said, you are. And he would say it to me, you are. He would show me things I was doing. And I wasn't going in front of everybody saying, oh, look what I'm doing. I don't. That's not me. I'm never going to do that. And right in the face of a whole bunch of people, he had a man prophesy over me. You've touched people in all 50 states and around the world in a manner you don't even know. And I'm like, wow, isn't that a powerful statement?
That set some things in order.
Say again?
I said that set some things in order.
It didn't.
Oh.
Several of them said, who is he and who does he think he is talking like that? I'm serious about it. It was a serious time. But it didn't matter what they said because I knew what the Father had been saying in my personal life, in my time alone with him. And then when that man said what he said, then it confirmed what God had already been saying to me. And I didn't go in front of everybody and say, nana, nana, boo, boo. I didn't do that. I'm just not that person. Don't ever be that kind of person. Just be the humble servant of God. Be glad when he uses you. Always go before him saying, use me again today. I mean, did you hear what Dr. Summerall just said? The daughter of Charles Spurgeon?
Yeah.
The daughter of Charles Spurgeon? Come to Dr. Summerall to be free from demonic spirits, being a witch. You're ranking up there pretty high in God's kingdom when he can send you the daughter of Charles Spurgeon.
Yeah, oh my.
But it's not because he was something, some amazing person. This I just so want us to get this. Thank God for what you and I have right here. I love being able to come on Zoom and YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. I love it. I love being able to see your faces. Please make sure you comb your hair and put some makeup on for the women. And men, comb your hair and put on a clean shirt. But I love it. I honestly do. I love it. But in the midst of all of that, we got to be able to shut this stuff off and then come into this world. That's like right where I'm at right now. I'm driving down the road and I got to be a good member of the trucking community on this road to be an example to this man. I can't shake my fist at him and be full of anger and then stop at the truck stop and there he is. He'll take a tire wrench to me or something. And that's just where I'm at right now. This is some of you have been saying, what's going on with Pastor and Leanne? This is harvest season for us. We've sown and sown and sown, and God showed me this harvest, and it's time to reap harvest. And we're reaping. We're reaping some serious harvest right now. Harvest takes labor and effort and focus. And yet in it all, we got to take all of this that we've been learning and say, God, help me to live it out every day. And no. I'm going to say it again. You guys are probably going to hear me say this time we come here till Jesus comes. Get a notebook. Get your favorite pen. Start taking notes of your personal life so you can judge how far you've grown. If you don't ever set a marker, you won't be able to tell whether or not you've grown. That's what your personal notebook is. It's a mile marker. It says, on January 25th, 1995, I was doing this. And then when you put your thoughts there on that, you can go back and say, wow, have I come a long ways. But if we don't ever put any markers down, we wander around never knowing what's God done. Well, yeah, God's done something for me here and there and everywhere. No, look at it. Put it in a book. You don't have to do like me. Do it your way. Please do it your way. But the day will come. Whether you're ever a great missionary around the world, you will have gone into your community and transformed people's lives. And they'll be standing in heaven and saying, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. And they might, and you might say, well, I don't even know you. And you'll say, yeah, you were a part of Pastor Sam's program. And I was in Malawi, Africa, and you guys prayed for us every day. I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was in Kansas City, Missouri. And your program came to us. And you're one of them that made it work. Your name's not on the ministry. His was. But you get all the blessing because you were a good citizen. You did your part. You helped make it work.
Amen.
And I last week when we were studying with Kevin Zadai or whatever his name is, Dr. Kevin, I was like, man, that's some great revelation in this. And I kept thinking, I wonder how Dr. Summerall sees all this stuff. And just like that, here come the video. And Leanne and I are in a serious reaping mode. Seriously, we really are. And so I know I've got to be sitting here in this seat doing this. But isn't it something that the manifest presence of God can fill this tape? You can see, I don't know if you can tell, this tape was made a long time ago, probably in the late 80s, maybe the early 90s is when this recording was made. And yet, look at the anointing that's on it. Not this one we just finished, but the one before, he said, you are never alone. Wow, what a thought.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we can train our children and our grandchildren, you're never alone because the angels of God surround you every day, and teach them to be righteous so that the angels can bless their life and care for them.
Yeah, amen.
Never feel alone. You'll never marry the wrong person. You're not alone. You'll never get into the wrong situation. Why? You're not alone. An innumerable host of angels surround us every day. It's amazing. Now, are you focused on finishing this set here on the angels before you do the one we were talking about earlier?
No, not necessarily. We don't have to.
Okay,
I was thinking we would, but we can break it up if you want to.
That's good. Well, we're going to get back to this and keep studying this because I want us to go through all of these. Dr. Summerall is such an excellent teacher, and he's as an educator, his information is very, very, very broad spectrum and very, very specifically biblically sound.
Yeah, biblically sound.
I want us to get that, and then coming. So make sure you don't miss any of these. And if you do, go back and listen to them. Last night, as I was driving, I found one that's about haunted houses. And he explains that process very, very well. So when we finish this, then we're going to do that one and get a very solid understanding. And he tells about many experiences of quote-unquote haunted houses that he was a part of.
Yeah.
People ask him to come and help him with. So,
there's two teachings.
Thank
on
you.
That. Yeah.
Thank you for being here. And just so everybody knows, there are some fruity people here, and there are some nutty people here, and there's some fruit nutty cake people here. And
gotcha.
personally, I like to add a little bit of melon with my fruits and nuts. So, you know, we've even got some melony people here. Anyways, love you, Mary. Love you, Phyllis.
Our one fruitcake is having a birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. You happy live amongst the fruits and nuts.
To you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. I love you, Rebecca.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Aww. So wait. We sang. Now you got to tell us how old you are.
At least 40.
Well, you just made me first there for a second. I was born in 1957.
Wow.
That makes
so figure it up. Figure it up if you want to know how old I am.
That's cool. I'm 66 today.
Well, hallelujah.
God bless you. And just from my heart to yours, I made you a chocolate cake.
Aw.
It's in the spirit realm, but I made it.
Ah.
You can have 5 or 6 pieces and not even gain any weight.
Yay.
Well, that's what I need. One with no calories.
Yeah, so if you like a little bit of cake and 2 inches of frosting, help yourself. That way nobody. All right, here we go. Dr. Summerall. Love you guys.
It's good to hear your voice here. We love you. Amen. So there, I think we'll call it quits there for the night and do communion together. Hope everybody's getting lots of information from this study. It is really, really interesting, isn't it, to hear all of this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's your angel study, Mary.
It is.
It is a good thing. All right, let me pull up our communion prayer. Everybody has your communion elements. And if there is anybody with us that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the time to do it. There is no reason to wait any longer if you've given any thought to this at all. We are in the end times, and He is your way to heaven. And we will say, we will be so happy to say the prayer of salvation with you right here, right now, to receive Jesus as Lord of your life. And then you're welcome to partake of communion with us. You don't want to take communion with us if you've not yet received Him. And then what we'll do, we'll read the verses. Actually, I'll read the verses out of the Bible to give everybody a chance to get their elements together that pertain to the communion. And then we'll say the prayer of salvation. And then we'll all receive communion together. We'll say the communion prayer. So 1 Corinthians 11:23-28 and verse 31. These are the verses in the Bible, the communion verses. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." By examining yourself means you realize you are a sinner. We've all come short of the glory of God, and we need a Savior, and that's Jesus. In verse 31, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." Hallelujah. We have the opportunity to judge ourselves. And then we're going to 1 John 4:17-19. The consummation of love. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. Amen. And now for anyone that would like to pray the prayer of salvation, I'll say this prayer with you. I'll say a couple of lines at a time, and then you can repeat it after me. And say this from the depths of your heart. You're changing your life here. You're making a life decision, an eternal life decision. So pray this from the depths of your heart. Father God, I know I need you in my life every day. I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
And came into this world and sacrificed himself. So that I might be saved. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Live in me and through me. Now I know I am saved. Born again. And a child of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, please get a hold of us. Pastor's email address is in the notes at the bottom of the YouTube video. Or you can look us up. Our website is Samuel J. Cottle Community of Faith. And look us up there. Our information is there. The communion prayer is there for anybody that wants to pray or have communion on your own at home. The prayer is there for you to pray. But yes, contact us, if especially after you've been born again. You may be questioning, where do I go from here? What do I do? How do I live this new life? And we'll be glad to help you know what to do next. We have videos that can help you. We can answer any questions you have. So please get a hold of us. All right. And everybody, if you lift your communion elements, we'll bless them. And then we'll say the communion prayer together. Father God, we thank you for these communion elements. We bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. All right. And let me share the screen so we can all read the communion prayer together. Oops. And here we go. I thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life from destruction. Jesus, I thank you for giving yourself for me so that I can be complete in you every day. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me, and I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. As you instructed your disciples, Jesus, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here's the prayer. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and my emotions. Whoops. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for your body broken for us. Now you lift up the cup and let's pray this prayer together. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away and all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the juice now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you all for being here again tonight. We'll probably have, I think there's two more nights of this series. And then like Pastor said, there are two more teachings that are really interesting on the teachings of, or the reality of the truth of, oh my goodness, the truth of haunted houses in those things. So that'll be really interesting to study too. Sunday, I think she's, yeah.
And, good.
Yeah. We'll be watching. We'll be studying those too. I think Sunday said that she had already, she already left. Anyways, yeah, those are good studies, and those we'll follow up the end of this teaching with. So I think we've got probably two more nights of these teachings. But boy, he's coming at it from every angle. It's really good. Tonight was the realization of angels and angelology. And tomorrow night is angelology. And oh, I don't remember what the next parts were, but good studies. Good studies.
Good.
Yeah. Did you have a good birthday, Rebecca? Good. That's very good. That's very good.
My daughter Stacy sent me a whole bunch of flowers, and they smell real pretty.
Oh, I love that. I love fresh flowers in the house. That's neat. It's neat.
It's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is our program for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow morning for our prayer and declaration time at 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hope you can join us. And then we'll see you back tomorrow night for some more angel study. All right. Everybody have
a good night.
Thanks. You too. Everybody have a great evening. And remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is. Lord. Thank you, Rebecca. Bye-bye. Have a good night.